and a very warm and sunny welcome to What's on Solihull. Have you seen that strange yellow thing out there in the sky? Let's just hope this is the start of the three-month-long Indian summer. We've all been waiting and we were promised earlier in the year. And it's very nice of you to be listening to our show while the sun's shining out there. If you live in Solihull or just like coming to our fantastic town and doing fun things here, this is the show for you, as I'm going to be talking you through some of the fun things to see and do here this week in Solihull and the surrounding area. And as always, we've got a lot going on. My name is Claire Bullivant from the Solihull Observer, and this week I'm flying solo as my co-hosts Ian and Jeff are doing exciting things, like Jeff's launching radio stations and Ian's organising his summer Solihull Fest. Hey, who's excited about the summer Solihull Fest? It's going to be epic. I've got this week's Solihull Observer in front of me, and I'm just looking at all the great bands: the Proclaimers, Level 42, Human League, the Vamps, Go West, Bad Manners. Oh my goodness, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be epic. If you haven't got your tickets yet, do head on over to solihullsummerfest.co.uk and make sure you've got no plans on Saturday the 27th and 28th of July, because it's the place you need to be. I can't wait. But a little to do this weekend. Have you got any plans for this weekend? If not, keep listening and I'll tell you my top picks. Starting off on Saturday, the 29th of June, it's Armed Forces Day, and there's a great event going on over at Shirley Park with the Shirley Royal British Legion. This is the second year they've been doing this event, and it's going to be loads of fun with live music, a performance from Dance Academy, and military displays from the Air, Sea and Army cadets. Apparently this year they'll also be having face painting and children's rides, stalls and fresh refreshments galore. If the weather stays like this, it's going to be perfect. So do get yourself down there and support the armed forces on Saturday. I've actually got two serving British warrant officers in the studio with me, Mark Reynolds and Paul Hall from the 37th Signals Regiment. Welcome to the studio, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
And it's a big week for you guys this week.
It certainly is.
Armed Forces Day, what's going on?
Well, basically, it's we're able to show the community how happy we are that they value what we do, all the jobs in the Commonwealth, all over the world, in the UK. So basically, we're there to do that.
So it's not just a big party?
It's not just a big
party.
It's
a big party for the rest of us celebrating you, is that right?
It is, yes.
And how long have you both been in the British Army?
I joined in 1984 when I was a young boy, at 17. So I've been in for a good 30 years now.
Yeah, 27 years for myself.
Oh, mate, you both don't look old enough. You definitely don't look old enough. It's obviously doing great things for your fitness and keeping you looking young.
It's good, yeah. So we've got a certain fitness test to keep up. So it's an incentive to keep fit, because otherwise it gets harder if you don't keep your fitness up. So, yeah, it's always good to have an excuse to keep your fitness up. But myself, I'm a mountain bike instructor in the Army. So that's getting out, getting paid to go and ride my bike and instruct other sort of soldiers on mountain biking.
It sounds like a dream job.
It is. I mean, adventure training is really important in the Army, because it is team building, gets everyone together. It's fitness. And it's also pushing past your comfort zone, which is something you need to be sort of used to do and being able to do when on operations. So it's a great opportunity to push yourself.
And I know you guys are very instrumental in going out and about and promoting the Army to young people in various organisations. So are you involved with that kind of thing on a day-to-day basis, or is it a lot of training for you?
Yeah, so both of us, our job is recruiters. We recruit for our regiment. It's a one Army process, but we're recruiting for our regiment. The recruiting process now is online. We've sort of moved on to the sort of like digital age. And so anyone who wants to join now would apply online, but there's still certain things that we need to do as a unit to process them through, face-to-face interviews, giving them advice, getting them ready fitness-wise, and preparing them for the assessment centre.
And what sort of person makes a good Army cadet?
Anyone can join the Army Reserves. People worry about the fitness. The fitness isn't actually that hard. The basic level is more than achievable. Once you've passed assessment and you're in the Army, then the training package you go through will build you up to that level of fitness required. So people look at the output standard, what you need to be, but actually the basic level you need to be at to train at is actually quite achievable.
And is it fun? I mean, I heard you on another podcast that you did for another one of our newspapers just now, and you were talking about snowboarding and skiing and getting to experience all these incredible things.
So Mark's just taken up skiing. So the last couple of years now, he's been on trips to Austria, to France.
Hang on, and this is all part of the being in the British Army.
So yeah, adventure training is really important. Obviously, we've got our job to do. But it's a big retention thing that the guys are getting opportunities to do adventure training. But it's a team building activity, everyone together. It is that pushing you past your comfort zone. It's no holiday. You're doing the course, you're being pushed. It's hard work, physically and mentally. But you're coming away with qualifications and skills and experiences that will benefit you in the future.
It does get quite competitive as well. Yeah. So, you know, as in the army, we do compete in the Olympics and things like that. We've got lots of people that are in the army.
I was about to say, what were you doing in the Olympics? What was your speciality?
Not me.
You said it, and looking at you, I think you could go to the Olympics.
No, but there's a lot of people, a lot of opportunities out there. So you've got a lot of boxers, rowers that are all in the Olympics that have started off in either the tri-service, whether it's the army, the navy, or the air force, to be fair. So we do recruit for the regular army and also for the army reserves. Now, the army reserves is, you know, nationwide, basically. And again, as Mark said, you can just look online. So not everybody wants to join the army full time. Some people might want to look at doing and listen to what we've been talking about and think, well, actually, I might want to do that on a weekend or, you know, minimum of 27 days a year as an army reservist. And so there's a full-time job there and a part-time job.
But is there like a mentality or a...
No, because the army in general, it's there to develop people. So somebody might come in and think they're a bit quiet or a bit shy. Well, the army will teach you how to be a bit more assertive, to be a bit more confident, and give you that kind of outlook in life that you can go out and actually I can achieve a little bit more than I thought I could achieve. So that's what the army reserves and the army do for individuals. So we don't go there looking for certain types. Obviously we've got a criteria that everybody has to meet, but no, we've got no criteria. No.
So you'll take me?
Yes, definitely.
Where do I sign up?
Come and see us later.
Come and see us later.
So just type in army jobs into Google search and that'll take you to the army website, and there's lots of different sort of locations. You can look at army reserves, regular, different sort of job opportunities, different cap badges. It's a real good place to go and do some research.
Fantastic. Definitely. Well, you guys are amazing at what you do. You're doing a great job. And thank you for your service and happy Armed Forces Day on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For all the things to do and see this week, it's Claire Bullivant with this week's What's On Guide.
Thank you, Paul Hall and Mark Reynolds from the 37th Signals Regiment. What fantastic ambassadors you are for the British Army. And thank you to all our armed forces. What a great job you do. If you are out and about on Saturday, do try and pop down to Shirley Park and the Armed Forces Day event Shirley British Legion are putting on there, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. all day. We salute you, Armed Forces. Also on Saturday, it's the Solihull Early Summer Craft Fair happening on the High Street and Mill Lane, 9 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. This is going to be a craft fair for a chance to purchase handmade items from home and abroad. The market showcases the work of local artists, jewellery designers, etc., as well as offering artefacts from Morocco, apparently, and other overseas locations. Sketz.co.uk is the website for all the information there. And it doesn't stop there on Saturday. So much going on about town. It's also the summer fair at Tudor Grange Academy on Saturday. They tell me there'll be performers from music, dance and drama departments, cadets, sporting displays, tombolas, slides, face painting, photo booth, barbecue and a whole lot more. 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Tudor Grange there. Also on Saturday, Alton Park Life is happening at Langley Hall Park. B927EU is the postcode for your sat-nav, 12 p.m. until 4 p.m. You'll be joining Alton Residents Association and the local community for their dog show, which is always brilliant, apparently. There's also going to be live performances, DJs, donkey rides, catering, children's rides, a beer tent and stalls galore. Sounds loads of fun. how to choose where to go on Saturday. And it's also going to be beautiful weather, apparently. Then, so in the evening, a few events to choose from. The brilliant ABBA Original. Do you like what they did there with that name? I love it. They're an ABBA tribute band, and they're going to be putting on a show at the Ramada in Solihull. In complete Swedish character, ABBA Original will transport you back to that iconic period with their flamboyant costumes and slick on-stage performances. I've seen them before, and they're truly brilliant. Telephone 0121 711 2121 if you want tickets to that. Also, Saturday night, Robin and the Sherwood Hoodies is a production on at the Core Theatre. They describe this as a riotous romp through the medieval mayhem of Merry England, splattered with shocks and surprises, crazy characters and comic capers. Sounds amazing. The Core Theatre, solihull.co.uk for all the info there. And also on Saturday, the Solihull Symphony Orchestra summer concert is happening. This is going to be at Shirley Methodist Church, and this is this year featuring special guest conductor Richard Jenkinson, with music from Mozart, Tchaikovsky, Kodaly. They always put on fantastic shows. It's going to be amazing. Solihullsymphony.org.uk for more info on that. Moving on to Sunday, the 30th of June. If you're not totally exhausted after your action-packed Saturday, the Solihull Conservation Society, they're looking for volunteers to help improve a local wildlife site at Millison's Wood. They're going to be removing and cutting back bracken. So if you can help, please do get in touch with them. Dave Varney is the guy to call. His number is 0121 459 1697. Then afterwards, I suggest heading on over to the Solihull Dining Club happening at Malvern Park. B91 3DL is the postcode for your sat-nav there. It's all happening between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. And I love these events. There's going to be a whole bunch of local street food vendors, along with bars, arts, crafts, entertainment. It's a really fun, family-friendly event with great music and DJs on site all day. DigbethDiningClub.com is your website for all the info there. And that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this week in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. You can email your event details to us or give us a call and let us help you publicise it to all the readers of Solihull Observer, listeners of Solihull Radio and viewers on social media on What's On Solihull. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great week and enjoy the sunshine.